Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie and we're feeling very happy to see you guys.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is Talk About It.
And our title is Don't Use My Things. Don't use my things. Hey Peter, have you seen my pen?
Do you mean this pen?
Peter, I was looking all over for that. I needed it a while ago.
Oh, sorry. Well, here you go.
Thanks. You really should have asked me first, Peter.
I said I was sorry.
Peter, what happened to it? It's dirty.
Well, I dropped it. Well, actually, I took it home yesterday and I dropped it on the way home. And then I needed to eat and I didn't have chopsticks or a fork, so I used the pen.
Well, you know, this pen was new. I got it last week. But now it has scratches on it. It almost looks like you broke it. Peter!
Okay. Well, we'll learn about this today, but first, let's look at those keywords with Christina.
Hello, Sarah 很喜欢 Patty 这位同学，而且一心想要跟他成为好朋友。有段时间一切都还不错。For a while, things are great. 名词 while 指的是一段时间，一会儿。可是后来 Patty 老是爱跟 Sarah 借东西，第一次借了一把尺，结果弄得很脏才还给他。跟别人借东西要用动词 borrow. Patty borrowed Sarah's ruler. 然后 Patty 又借了一支铅笔，结果把铅笔弄断了。再来借了一块橡皮擦，可是她几乎把整块橡皮擦用完了。She used almost all of the eraser. 橡皮擦就是 eraser. 下午的时候 Patty 向 Sarah 借了一支蓝色的笔，结果她居然把笔放在嘴巴里咬。She was chewing on it. 动词 chew 就是咬或咀嚼的意思。Sarah 心里很火，她很喜欢那支笔，可是又怕跟 Patty 谈这个问题会失去这个朋友。She didn't know how to start the conversation. 她真的不知道该如何开口。名词 conversation 就是对话。如果你是 Sarah, 你会怎么做呢？
Sarah liked Patty. She wanted to be friends. But there was a problem. Sarah and Patty sat next to each other in class. For a while, things were great. Working together was easy. They talked before and after class. Then one day, Patty borrowed Sarah's ruler.She got it very dirty. Sarah tried not to get angry, but it was difficult.
Today, we have two girls, Sarah and Patty. Sarah liked Patty and she wanted to be friends.
Sarah and Patty sat next to each other in class. I had friends like that. We call these people...Classmates. Do you still talk to your classmates from when you were in school?
Well, I do. I talk to a couple of them, especially my best friend from elementary school.
Yeah, I have a best friend from elementary school. I have a group of high school friends that I still talk to, and I have a couple classmates from college. We still write each other emails.
But classmate and friend are a little different. A friend is closer. So Sarah wanted to be friends with Patty, but there was a problem.
For a while, things were great. Hey, this is a great phrase. Let's go to Christina to learn a little bit more for a while.
Sarah 和 Patty 做朋友有一段时间都还不错。For a while, things were great. 片语 for a while 就是一段时间，一会儿。表时间的片语通常会放在句尾，比如说 Let's talk for a while. 我们谈一下吧。We went out and walked for a while. 还有 Can you stay here and wait for a while? 你可以待在这里等一下吗？今天文章里的 for a while, things were great. For a while 挪到句子的一开始，就是为了强调事情顺利，只不过是一小段时间而已。为了强调时间，可以把 for a while 挪到最前面，然后在片语后面加了逗号。你也可以这样子用用看哦。
Thanks, Christina. So for a while, things were great. Things were great. What does this mean?
Well, their situation, their relationship was great for a while. Working together was easy. What does it mean to work together?
It is working as a team. You do one thing, I do the other. We also talk and understand each other.
That's true. In fact, they talked before and after class. Sometimes I think it was about class, but other times I think it was about movies or other fun things.
But then something started to happen. There was a problem.
One day, Patty borrowed Sarah's ruler. We use rulers in class to draw straight lines and measure things.
So what was the problem? We borrow things. I ask to use something from you. Then I give it back when I'm done.
Yes, but Patty got it very dirty.
Oh, but that's not her ruler. Does she feel bad about that?
I don't really think so. You should take better care of your things that you borrow. We'll learn more about this. Let's find out what happens in part two.
Today was the worst. Patty borrowed things from Sarah three times. First, it was her pencil. Patty used it for one class and it broke. Then she borrowed Sarah's eraser. Patty used almost all of the eraser. Later, Patty borrowed a blue pen. She wanted to use it all day. But in the afternoon, Sarah watched Patty put the pen in her mouth. It was terrible.
This is later with our friends, Patty and Sarah. Now, today was the worst. Uh-oh, that is not good.
You're right. That is really bad. Bad, worse, worst. So nothing can get worse than the worst.
Okay, well, how could things have gotten so bad? How did this day go?
Well, Patty borrowed things from Sarah three times. And then that's where the problem began.
Well, before we continue, maybe let's visit Christina. Christina, can you help us with this phrase?
今天 Patty 向 Sarah 借了三次东西。Patty borrowed things from Sarah three times. 有没有注意到借了三次，只要直接说 three times 就可以了。片语前面不需要加介系词，不过 time 当次数的意思，所以是可数名词，可以加 s 变复数。我们来练习一下这种次数的表达方式。She called me five times this morning. 她今天早上打了五通电话给我。We ate pasta two times this week. 我们这个星期吃了两次意大利面。We see each other at least four times a week. 我们每星期碰面至少四次。
Thanks, Christina. So there are three things. What was the first thing that Patty borrowed from Sarah?
First, it was her pencil. Patty used it for one class, and then it broke.
Ooh, that is not good. I would feel bad if that was me breaking someone else's pencil.
Yes, especially because that pencil is not hers. It was Sarah's. Okay, what was the second thing that Patty borrowed?
Then she borrowed Sarah's eraser. Patty almost used all of the eraser.
Now, when you make a mistake when you write with a pencil, you use an eraser. But why is it bad that she used up Sarah's eraser?
Well, it's not hers. She should just use a little bit. If you use up the whole thing, you might as well buy yourself an eraser.
Yes. So, what's next? What was the third thing that Patty borrowed?
Patty borrowed a blue pen. She wanted to use it all day. Guess that's okay. Shouldn't she have her own things, though?
Yeah, I feel like she should have her own things. She shouldn't keep asking for so many things. That's not really responsible.
So, Patty borrowed the pen. But in the afternoon, Sarah watched Patty put the pen in her mouth. Ew,
that pen is not hers. I think that is what's going on here. This is not good, Peter.
Yeah, well, I don't know what I would do. Friends, what would you do? But right now, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back after this. See you soon.
Borrow things sometimes, and that is okay. Peter, what kinds of things do you borrow?
Well, I might borrow a mug from someone's home, or I might borrow a piece of paper. Borrowing that, I wouldn't give it back to him, but you just need something little every now and then.
Yeah, I have a sister, and I am always borrowing her clothes and shoes. All right, friends, let's see what happens next. Here's part three.
Sarah really liked her pen, and now Patty was chewing on it. Sarah wanted to say something, but she didn't know how to start the conversation. Patty might get angry. Sarah didn't understand. Why was Patty borrowing so many things? Sarah liked her things. She didn't want Patty to break them. But she also wanted to stay friends.
So Sarah and Patty were classmates. They did work well together. But then there started to be a problem.
Yes, we are learning about this problem. Patty borrowed a pencil, but then she broke it. Patty borrowed an eraser, but then used it up.
And Patty borrowed a blue pen. She wanted to use it all day, but then Patty put the pen in her mouth. It was terrible.
That blue pen is not hers. She is using it like it is her own.
Sarah really liked her pen, and now Patty was chewing on it. Gross.
Sarah wanted to say something, but she didn't know how to start the conversation.
Well, I would say, hey, that's not your pen. You borrowed it.
You borrowed it. That's right. I agree. And that's also today's
calendar phrase.
You borrowed it.
You borrowed it.
你之前借的.
Why is your ruler dirty?
You borrowed it.
Oh. Why is your eraser almost gone?
You borrowed it.
Oh. Why is your pen chewed up?
You borrowed it.
Oh, that reminds me. Can I borrow your...
No!
You borrowed it.
You borrowed it.
你之前借的.
So these two girls have a problem, right?
Yeah, Patty is using things, but she is not respecting Sarah. Sarah wants to say something, right?
And Sarah is doing the right thing. She wants to have a conversation with Patty.
Yes, sometimes we would rather just not say anything. But if you talk, then you can make this situation better.
That's true, but it is not easy. Sarah didn't know how to start the conversation. Patty might get angry.
Yeah, maybe Patty thinks that there is nothing wrong with the way she is borrowing things from Sarah.
Well, Sarah didn't understand. Why was Patty borrowing so many things? Shouldn't she have her own things?
Yeah, friends are more important than the things. But if I treat your things well, then I am showing that I care about you as well.
Yeah, but the way Patty is using her things, it looks like she doesn't care about Sarah.
But it could be another reason.
Yeah, Sarah liked her things, and she didn't want to break them. But she also wanted to stay friends. Well, friends, what would you do? Think about it while we review our keywords.
Here's the first keyword of the day. While. While. Stay for a while.
Borrow. Borrow. Can I borrow your car?
Eraser. Eraser. Does your pencil have an eraser?
Chew. Chew. Is he chewing gum?
Conversation. Conversation. We had a good conversation with Sam. All right, friends, those are your key words. Keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Sarah liked Patty. She wanted to be friends. But there was a problem. Sarah and Patty sat next to each other in class. For a while, things were great. Working together was easy. They talked before and after class. Then one day, Patty borrowed Sarah's ruler. She got it very dirty. Sarah tried not to get angry, but it was difficult. Today was the worst. Patty borrowed things from Sarah 3 times. First, it was her pencil. Patty used it for one class, and it broke. Then she borrowed Sarah's eraser. Patty used almost all of the eraser. Later, Patty borrowed a blue pen. She wanted to use it all day. But in the afternoon, Sarah watched Patty put the pen in her mouth. It was terrible. Sarah really liked her pen, and now Patty was chewing on it. Sarah wanted to say something, but she didn't know how to start the conversation. Patty might get angry. Sarah didn't understand. Why was Patty borrowing so many things? Sarah liked her things. She didn't want Patty to break them. But she also wanted to stay friends.
Ginger, working with you is easy.
Thanks.
I like talking about the show.
Thanks.
And for a while, things were great.
Well, thanks.
But now I'm angry.
Angry? About what?
Well, you borrowed my pen, and you chewed it.
Well, I like the flavor.
You borrowed my ruler. Now it's dirty.
You can still measure things with it.
And you borrowed my eraser and used almost all of it.
Well, I make a lot of mistakes.
I'm really angry.
But do you still want to be friends?
Of course.
Great. Can I borrow your cell phone?
No.
Aww.
Look! A giant leaf-footed bug! That is so cool!
You know, when you said that you wanted to take a tropical vacation, this is not what I was thinking.
What are you talking about? This is where all the cool wildlife is.
Cool wildlife? Well, what about beaches? I want a beach. I want a beach. I want a beach.
Oh, come on, Steve. Cool wildlife is the best part of travel.
That was a super sentence. Very good work. Very good. You know, today's super sentence is something is or are the best or worst something else. So now it is your turn.
Well, how about visiting fantastic beaches is the best kind of vacation?
Uh-huh. Visiting fantastic beaches is the best kind of vacation. Now you try using this super sentence with the word worst.
Okay. Sunburns are the worst.
Oh, yeah? I have one. Bug bites are the worst.
Very, very good, everyone. Sunburns are the worst, or bug bites are the worst.
Really?
Oh, yeah? Well, photo trips are the best vacations.
No. How about a day at the beach is the best day ever?
Well, how about flying home with a sunburn is the worst feeling?
Oh, I have one.
Uh-huh.
Coming out here to get eaten by bugs was the worst idea ever.
I love it. I love the energy. Great job, everyone. I love how you love super sentences. Okay, let's not forget, a super sentence every day will make your English great. You know, that's a pretty good idea. Use those super sentences every day. By the way, I noticed on the way in here that there was a fantastic beach that has lots of butterflies. It's right over this way.
Did you say butterflies?
Yes, I did.
Did you say beaches?
I certainly did.
Hey, let's go with him.
Yeah.
Come on. Lend and borrow. How are these words different? Well, we use lend when we give something to someone. And we use borrow when we take something.
Yeah, that's right. And we learned a little bit about our friends that you should be careful when you lend and borrow things to someone else. You should think about your friendship as well as those things.
That's right. Well, friends, we had a great show today, and we hope you learned a lot. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.